Front page article in The Statesman last week regarding NAFTA. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The headline read, Idaho Farm and Food Firms Brace for NAFTA Trouble. Then there's a subheading saying, many in the state's business world, including ag and food companies, say President Donald Trump will hinder operations if he tweaks or repeals the trade deal. Others say it needs to be renegotiated. No matter what, a lot depends on how the negotiations proceed, and someone with a lot of knowledge about the subject is Idaho Dairymen's Association Director of Operations, Rick Narabout.
39% of all U.S. dairy exports go to Mexico. They are by far our largest trade partner on dairy.
Let's say that Trump just realigns the NAFTA agreement. Do you think that will blow up in our face? In other words, did Mexico say, you know what, we're just not changing stripes here. We want it the old way, and if not, we'll go to Canada or we'll import from some other country.
And that's what our fear is. If you want to have a conversation that's cordial with Mexico about the provisions of NAFTA that don't sit well with you, okay, fine, do that in a respectable manner so that you don't upset Mexico. If they take an abrasive approach, agricultural commodities are always the first to receive retaliatory tariffs. So when countries get into trade wars, it's always agriculture that takes the brunt of that because we're the first ones to receive tariffs.
And exports among the NAFTA partners have tripled since it was signed into law. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.